ZANU-PF embarked on a land redistribution program in 2000 following its defeat in a constitutional referendum, which could have consolidated President Robert Mugabe's 31-year tenure in office. Beneficiaries of the program were mainly ZANU-PF supporters, most of whom had no experience in commercial farming. Over 4,000 white commercial farmers lost control of their farms. 12 years on, the productivity of Zimbabwe's agriculture sector has plummeted, but that did not deter ZANU-PF from extending indigenization beyond the farming industry. Opponents, including both formations of the Movement for Democratic Change in the Unity Government, say ZANU-PF is using indigenization to buy support as the country prepares for presidential, parliamentary and local government elections later this year to prevent a repeat of the 2008 elections when ZANU-PF lost control of almost all urban areas. But beyond the politics, indigenization has become the target of much criticism. According to the Ministry of Investment, Promotion and Development, many potential foreign investors are scared of the Black Economic Empowerment Scheme as it makes it very difficult to anticipate costs and revenue streams that are a part of the foundation of any new business. But ZANU-PF spokesman Rukare Kumbo says his party is happy with the progress made so far in indigenizing the Zimbabwean economy.
Even the party conference in Gweru confirmed the progress that has been made. There are various initiatives that have been made, the community share schemes. Now I think they cover almost about 5 provinces.
And Kumbo dismisses critics who say the initiative is meant to only entice voters in the forthcoming elections.
How can we be political when we are giving shares to communities? These communities are going to use the money to build schools, hospitals, roads, deep tanks and so on. So you can't say it's a political gimmick. We are convinced that this is the right thing to do and the communities are benefiting.
Deputy Indigenization Minister Tungai Matutu disagrees, saying the program is currently in a state of confusion.
Apparently that program is actually in a state of confusion, especially in the manner in which it has been implemented. In as much as there are community share ownership schemes that are being launched around, but basically there's a state of confusion, and I believe that this is a program that may not last, if at all. People will not sit down and go back to the drawing board with the view that at least we may be able to come up with an agreed position as how we should be able to implement the indigenization program.
Mr. Matutu adds that he is never consulted, even when Indigenization Minister Xavier Kasukwere launches community share ownership trusts and other projects related to the Black Economic Empowerment Program.
I've never been consulted for whatever program that is taking place. All what I do is that I hear and learn from the program sometimes through the press or even sometimes through the staff at the ministry. And that is a clear sign that at least there's no transparency in the manner in which at least this program is being implemented and executed.
Nhlanhla Dube of the MTC Formation of Industry Minister Professor Welshman Ncube says his party also believes that the Black Economic Empowerment Program is riddled with inconsistencies, as ZANU-PF is using the Minister of Indigenization to further its political interests.
The way it has been done by ZANU-PF is not necessarily in the spirit of upliftment of people, but it is in the spirit of patronage and using resources only to galvanize support for ZANU-PF and only to uplift, though falsely, those that believe and belong to ZANU-PF.
Some political analysts say ZANU-PF members, especially top officials, also want to amass a lot of wealth without taking into account the negative impact of the indigenization program on the Zimbabwe economy. For independent economist John Robertson, Zimbabwe's Black Economic Empowerment Program is designed to benefit the ruling elite. Bulawayo Agenda Director Thabani Nyoni adds that the Black Economic Empowerment Program will again plunge Zimbabwe into another economic crisis if foreign-owned companies are forced to parcel out shares to Black Zimbabweans.
Every party, every citizen agrees with the principle of indigenization to redress the colonial imbalances, empower citizens, ensure that the economy expands. But at the moment, ZANU-PF has run away with the agenda, taken it to the communities. It's a populist agenda, not sustainable, an agenda that will eventually backfire on those that consider themselves beneficiaries. It will not benefit anyone at all.
Mr. Nyoni believes that the program will not economically empower Zimbabweans currently struggling to make ends meet. Bulawayo-based human rights lawyer Kutakapulu agrees, saying the indigenization law violates private property rights.
What dictates the parameter of property rights is your constitution. What does your constitution say? And so as long as someone is operating within the constitution, it becomes difficult. Remember that our property clauses have been really battered starting with the farm program where farms were being taken. And pronouncements were made. Remember, there are Supreme Court judgments that were made that the taking away of farms in the manner that it was done amounted to expropriation of property.
ZANU-PF says this is a crucial struggle in the liberation of Zimbabwe from foreign domination. It remains to be seen whether Zimbabweans will raise the required funds to buy equity stakes in foreign-owned companies. The majority of Zimbabweans are currently living below the poverty datum line of about $590 per month for an urban family of six. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.